Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Care and Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Care and Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with the policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Monroe presents Delta Fest 2014, starring Heads of State. Bobby Brown, Johnny Gill, and Ralph Tresvant. Heads of State. Friday, April 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the Monroe Civic Center Arena. With your host performing live.
MC Lights on the microphone.
Delta Fest 2014. Don't miss it.
The City of Monroe is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria Riverfet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. The official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. Momentum Monday. A lot of people, D.C., got to get the momentum because when you got started this morning and you stepped outside, it looked really dark and really dreary. And if you're not careful, it's one of those mornings that makes you want to turn right around and head straight back to bed. But we know that that can't happen. So what we understand about momentum is you have it when you begin to declare it. So if you don't have it this morning, you got to begin to declare it no matter what the weather says. And this is what the deal is this morning. Spring break is officially over for most Central Louisiana students. So today is the first day back to school. So we've got to remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. And unfortunately, some of the school zones, or at least one of the school zones that we passed through, was not flashing. But remember, you know we travel those areas every single day. And we know whether the zones are flashing or not, that they're in effect until 9 a.m. And then they resume again at 2 p.m. So this morning may not be a beautiful, sunshiny morning, but you still got to get your momentum. You got to get your kids' momentum up. And this morning, what we did is what we always do. Of course, last night we prepared and we started on Friday telling young David Christmas, it's over. You need to get your mind right. It's all downhill from here. So before you know it, kids will be out on summer break. So we really, really have to impress upon our kids to press in, to grind, to dig deep, and to finish strong. And that's the message that we're sending, not only ours, but we're sending yours as well. Make sure that you're digging deep, grinding hard, and finishing strong. And that's what gives us momentum, to make sure that we give ourselves momentum and young David Christmas momentum, and to impart that momentum into your morning, especially on those mornings where you just feel like, oh my goodness, it's Monday again. But what we always say about Monday is that you can't get to Friday without starting on a momentous Monday. And so Monday has gotten a bad rap. We aim to change that by what we're saying, what we're thinking, and what we're believing. It was an incredible weekend, wasn't it, DC?
Yes, it was.
And so when you come off of those incredible weekends, it makes it all the better to pop up and get started, because Monday for us, DC, lends itself to possibility.
Absolutely, Carlette. And we're ready to go.
We're ready to go.
Ready to get the, well, it's actually started for us. So It started when we woke up. So we're into it and enjoying it.
Absolutely. But what we are, let's see what word I could use to describe where we are. We are almost like on really high alert, because the possibility of what's next is so exciting.
Yes, it is.
So, all-encompassing that we just almost can't stand it.
It's like fire in your bones.
It's like fire.
Shut up in your bones. Make you want to just, wheel.
It's Momentum Monday, and we are feeling great. And, you know, we talk about feelings, DC, but you really can't be moved by how you feel, can you?
No, you can't.
Because it's going to change, not just from day to day, not just from on Friday when we have all this wonderful frenetic energy and we're excited, we're ready for the weekend. We start to rest and relax and just feel a sense of euphoria about the weekend. And then here comes Monday. Well, you start getting negged out, really, Saturday night. But really, if you decide that you're not going to be moved by the way that you feel, it's just a better way to run your life, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, we have to manage our lives. You know, it doesn't just happen. You know, I mean, you know, we can be gloom and doom all the time if we don't, you know, get ourselves ready to go and get prepared. And for us, you know, we have motives, because we do the program. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, who wants to listen to somebody on the microphone that's just,
right,
you know,
or all negged out?
Absolutely. So, you know, it pays us to be up.
Well, and you know, we have really been reading a lot, and we're going to have some great people on talking about purpose. And when you're in your purpose and you're doing that thing that you love to do, it does make it easier. And so we certainly have strong feelings for those people that are driving in, that don't love what they're doing, that don't feel that they're in their purpose. But even to that, you know, you have to be where you are until you move into where you want to be.
And a lot of people are in their purpose and they're enjoying what they're doing. And, you know, mm-hmm. You know, there's things out in the atmosphere that'll still try to, you know, put them in a gloom doom attitude, you know. So, you know, it's a work in progress that we all have to do to stay up, to keep a good attitude. You know, it's a process, and we just have to continuously work to live one day at a time and be okay with where we are.
Mm. That is so right on point, because it can happen to any of us. And, you know, we sit here, and as you said, it is what we do to get people up, not just on Momentum Monday, but every single day. But what we understand and what we have come to understand over time is that we can decide. We can make a decision, and every single day we see somebody that drags in, that looks like they're not happy to be where they are, that has an attitude that is going to infect everyone in their sphere. And you really have to make a decision that you are where you are, because it's probably where you're supposed to be. And if it's not where you're supposed to be, then you have to start moving. You've got to get the momentum to move into the direction and move into that place where you're supposed to be, where you feel a sense of purpose. And for many of us, DC, momentum is lacking because there is no sense of purpose.
Absolutely.
And so when you have purpose, it makes your mornings, even gloomy mornings like this, it makes them just a little bit more palatable. It makes you want to live for the moment, live for the day. And I'm going to tell you, it has not always been that way for us.
Absolutely. And it causes you to want to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody that's living is not excited about being alive.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people are like, yeah, I'm alive, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go over here and see if I can, I don't know, I'm going to bring them down. Or maybe I'm going to go over here. Or, you know, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to, who wants to be around that?
Right. And so if you don't want to be around that, then make sure that you're not that.
Exactly. Don't be Schlebrock. Don't be the Schlebrock in the crowd you hang with.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord, here comes Schlebrock.
I know. And then it's like everybody is moving away from you instead of moving toward you. And it's that energy that you give off. It is that sense of, I'm okay. The universe is okay. And you're going to be okay, too. And I'm telling you, it is a state of mind. And you and I have the power to change our thinking. And you do it, sometimes you have to do it one thought at a time. I know a lot of people this morning felt a little bit overwhelmed about their kids getting back to school. You know, that means school zones. That means school buses. That means making sure kids are packed and ready. That means making sure that you deal with their attitudes and their sense of not wanting to have momentum on Monday. It means a lot of things. But you know what we did? Was we pre-programmed ourselves. We took the weekend and we did some things that we wanted to do. We enjoyed, and we understand that Monday is coming. If we live and God spares, Monday is coming. And so we make a conscious decision. We make a conscious decision for young David Christmas, whether he wants to or not. Get ready. Make sure you're doing the things necessary to be successful. And that's the message that we have to send, whether we feel like it or not. And we gotta stop being moved by how we feel. If you feel sleepy, if you feel tired, and you start to say, I'm feeling sleepy, I'm feeling tired, guess what? Your body is gonna manifest that. So why not say, I feel energetic. This morning, I've got my big old cup of momentum, my big old cup of, not green tea this morning, peach tea is what I'm on this week until I kind of run out. And each week or so, I choose a different flavor. People have been so kind, DC. People know that I love tea. And really, there isn't a tea that I have had yet that I don't like. I love most teas, and I put a good bit of honey in my tea. I get a big old cup, and on my cup, it says momentum. So every single time I look at it on my cup warmer from Miss Cora Howard, I just get a sense of it's okay, you know? And all I have to do is decide
that I am going to feel momentous. I am going to be momentous. I am going to declare momentum. And the more I say it, guess what? The better I feel. So if you hadn't started out with any type of momentum, stop. Take a deep, deep, deep breath. If you can, close your eyes, clear your mind, and just decide that, you know what, whatever it is that you'll face today, you will have everything that you need to face everything that you will face. And when you start to tell yourself and love on yourself, you know how easy sometimes it is for us to encourage others and love on others? Well, sometimes you just got to love on yourself. Be kind to yourself and say, you know what, self, it's going to be okay. It's Monday. It's going to be a great start. My kids are going to have a great day. I'm going to have a great day. So stop fussing and stay focused. Make sure that you're engaged as you're traveling in. Make sure that you're watching out for those pedestrians that are walking, for people that are on bicycles. Please be careful more and more every single day. And our son is in that rank. We're telling him, keep those earphones out of your ears. There's so much danger involved in that. People are blaring the music, and you really cannot hear what's going on around you. So we've got to impart some things. We've got to do some things, and we've got to help our kids to stay engaged. And in the morning is a great time. It's a great time as you're traveling in, if you're dropping kids off for school, to really make an impartation into their lives and encourage them as you encourage yourself. Well, y'all, it's Momentum Monday. We've got an incredible show on point. And you know what? We hope that as you're getting there, you're starting to say some things and do some things that maybe you didn't do last week. Start to say some good, positive things about yourself, about your surrounding, about your workspace. And watch and see if things don't start to look a little bit better. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Roy Law Office. Chris Roy Jr. is offering personal attention to every case with over 40 years of experience. The Chris Roy Law Offices can be contacted at 318-487-0991. Don't forget about Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better faster is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, in Alexandria. For all of your home, auto, and life insurance, you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is
put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, FEBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, FEBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success and the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, we know that you're on your way by now. It's 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And, of course, you're on point, the official OPT Network. The what show?
The bigger show.
With the unmistakably what sound?
The bigger sound.
Hey, DC, we want to send a very, very... We want to send some very special... No, it's not good. Send some very special good morning shout-outs this morning for people who... You know what? We thank you guys when we see you in the grocery store, because that's really where you're seeing a lot of people at, in the grocery store, and they say that they listen to the OPT Network every single morning. And yeah. I want to send a first big shout out to Miss Dorothy Jean Edwards. Miss Dorothy Jean, good morning and welcome.
Miss Dorothy.
Thank you for being a part of the official OPT Network in the big town of what?
The big town of Glenmora. Look, Miss Dorothy is Carla Dabney's mother.
Uh-huh.
And Carla and I used to work together, but... They actually passed by the house yesterday, and we were talking about fishing.
You know, of course.
She's a fellow angler.
Is she?
Oh, yes,
ma'am. Is she now?
Yes, she is, and she knows how to go get those fish. So she was just giving me a few tips, and then between that, she said, you know what, I listen to y'all every day. I said, okay.
She was giving you some tips on how to go get those perch?
Yes, she was.
I love to see
how
women
to go
anglers.
Get them and where to go get them.
How to go get them and where to go get them.
Yes.
And right about now, that would be a really, really great tip because they have shut their mouths, it seems.
Well, not really to the, you know, I'm just not, you know, it's not about the fish. It's about the man trying to catch them. Once, and when it gets to be this type of year, it's just a little bit harder for me.
This part of the year?
This time of the year, mm-hmm. because they're doing different things. And, you know, I'm pretty much the type of fisherman that I like to catch them when they're schooling and heading in from from the big lakes to the bayous and coming in to, but once they get over to the banks, then I'm, you know, I just don't have the patience for that.
Well, let me just say this. I don't see anybody with a box full, not white perch, not right now. Not even the real, I mean, anglers that.
Well, there's some people doing it, but I mean, we're just not in those circles where people catch them like that. So we're mm-hmm. not, you know, and I hadn't been to the big lake in probably 3 or 4 weeks at Saline.
And I think that maybe, DC, that's why we're so rested, because we're fishing a lot closer to home. The ride is a lot easier, and we don't have to get up as early.
Right.
So it feels a lot better.
But I will say this, though, Carlette, you know, for, you know, I was going to get refilled,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Sunday, we decided to go to the late church service and sleep uh-huh. in a little bit.
With right.
Us. Man, that was awesome. And you know what I thought about in that whole process is that.
What did you think about? Go ahead.
Yeah, what I thought about was I found out. Hold for me 1 second. I found out that really when I was going to church early, when I was really starting to go to church early, mm-hmm. I was going to kind of get it on out the way.
Is that what revelation that you had?
Yeah, that's what I, you know, because when we were like, okay, well, why wouldn't we just go later and just rest in,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then go a little bit later, you know, what would be the problem with that? Well, the problem, it used to be a problem with me because I wanted to go to church and get it on. See, church is not just going to church as usual like that for me anymore. I actually go because I really want to go now.
Right.
You know, I don't go because of the guilt trip that I play on myself. Like, oh, you don't go to church. Oh, you must be a bad fellow. You know, that kind of deal.
So, more new revelations.
Yeah, I actually, it doesn't matter when I go now because I'm going to get fed.
Mm.
I'm not going to, like, okay, go to be seen of men and to say to myself, okay, I went to church.
Right, and the ritual.
Yeah, the ritualistic part of it.
Well, you know what?
I'm done with that. I actually go because I enjoy going now.
Mm-hmm.
So now it doesn't matter if I go in the morning or the afternoon.
Wow. That's a
great
revelation.
Because I like going. Isn't that something?
Yeah, I mean.
I just got that as I was.
As you were sitting here? Because
no,
I didn't even realize.
As I was driving in yesterday, I didn't say anything about it. But, you know, I did have that revelation of, you know, I really just didn't like going, but I wanted to go because it was the right thing to do. And then in going and really sitting up under that word and getting it, now I understand that I go because I want to go now.
Well, you know, I think that that's a place that we all kind of have to get to, and we've done it for the ritualistic aspect of going to church, you know, because that's how we were raised. And as you come into your own and you understand that you need that spiritual food and that you need to go and really hear what God has imparted through the man of God, then, you know, it's all a part of growing up, isn't it?
Absolutely it is.
Growing up mentally, growing up.
But in
up,
my case, it was way too long. I mean, I should have been grown up a long time ago.
Well, let me just say this. Thank God you grew up. Some people never grow up.
Never.
Absolutely. Hey, DC, before I forget, I want to send a couple more good morning shout outs.
Go ahead.
And say, you know what, a heartfelt thank you. Anytime we see you all and you say that you listen to the show, it blesses us immensely, more than you could even imagine. And this is from some of our home folks that we hadn't seen in a minute. Shanitha Ambers Bowie. Neaty.
Neaty. Yeah, I saw Neaty.
You saw Neaty? Where'd you see Neaty?
I saw Neaty in the Piggly Wiggly.
In the Piggly Wiggly. We hadn't been, we don't get a chance
Piggly
to go to the Piggly Wiggly often.
We're at Davis One Stop all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. We also want to give Neaty's mom a big shout out, Miss Marginelle Ambers.
She said Miss Marginelle listens every day too.
Ms. Marginelle, good morning, and thank you for listening. Thank you for joining and being a part of the OPT Network.
That's Marginelle Ambers from Bunky, Louisiana.
Absolutely.
You
and
know, Ms. Marginelle was also in the teaching business for many, many years.
Many years.
Is in the teaching business now.
Absolutely.
Ms. Marginelle's taught special education for a lot of years, and you know it takes a special kind of person.
Absolutely.
To do that.
Absolutely.
She
and
did a wonderful job.
Those are all people that have really impacted our lives, people that we have grown up with literally in their house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Our whole lives.
Well, you know, Kevin and I were best friends.
Uh-huh.
Like Kevin and Winston and I were, you know, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
And sometimes we were at those houses more than or just as much as we were at
our own places. Yeah.
Our own places. And we want to thank you guys. It means more than what we can say just in a few words. Thank you for listening and supporting what we do. And it blesses us. And DC, I want to send a special shout out to our angel. You know, we hadn't heard from her for a while, and then we got a message from her the other day, and she is one of those people that God has sent her into our lives, and she knows right when we need a word, and she's always right on point.
Absolutely, Carlette, and I'm gonna tell you, it's always good when folks call us and say, look, you know, and she happened to call about Vantage Insurance,
mm-hmm.
and she said, look, I've had the opportunity to deal with them. They are exactly who you guys say they are. Thank you for turning us on to them so that we can get this excellent health insurance and be able to go to see a specialist without a referral.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something. When somebody like that who is so meticulous and so right on point, and you know that she's all about business, says that Vantage is exactly who you say that they are, that speaks volumes because every single person that is a sponsor and a contributor to this show, we want to make sure that they are who we say that they are and that when you need help, when you need information, that you can go to them and you can get that information and you can get the help and the services that you need. And that's what it's really all about. So for all of you who listen to the show and who make the OPT Network a part of your mornings, we may not know your name, but I guarantee you if we see you, and you tell us that you listen, we're going to give you a shout out and we're going to thank you personally, because we do not take it for granted. And we appreciate all of you from all over, not only Central Louisiana, but people who link into our website from all across the country and listen. And you all know that it is our goal to make sure that we give you great information, that we give you the momentum that you need, not just on Monday, but every single day, to live a better, more powerful life. And that's really what it's about. It's about trying to get better every single day. And as we grow, as we learn more information, we share that information, it makes us powerful. And hopefully, you are feeling that same sense of power, and you are making decisions that you might be where you are, but you don't have to stay there. I'm going to say that again. You might be where you are, but you don't have to stay there. And yesterday I had just a wonderful short conversation with a sister friend, and we talked about staying in a season when it's over. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying quit anything. But most importantly, in order to have momentum, you got to know when a thing is over. And sometimes when a thing is over, DC, it makes us terribly sad, because we have gotten accustomed to a place. We've gotten accustomed to a job. We've gotten accustomed to certain friendships. So many things that you can get accustomed to, that you feel so comfortable with. But then you have that deep sense of you, that deep part of you that knows, the season is over. And sometimes we go kicking and screaming into the next season. And sometimes we just stay there like a bump on the log, and we just sit there. And I want to tell you this morning, if your season is over, try to go ahead and move out of it. You don't want to be moved. You know, a lot of times DC and I were laughing Friday, and we were saying, you know what, we've been fired from jobs. We've gone through so many things because we just wouldn't get out of the season.
Yeah, you know, you get fired thinking it's oh, wow, woe is me, when God is just moving you out to move you into something else.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, that has happened to us.
Yes.
Yeah, we've experienced that.
Too many times.
When people tell us something like that has happened, we're not shocked.
At all.
You know, and we're not, getting fired is just, it's not the end of the world.
It's not. But you know what those negative forces will do? They will make you think it's the end of the world when you knew,
you knew
the season was over.
It was time for you to move
and
on.
You just didn't have the moxie. Right. You didn't have the chutzpah to move yourself. And so now you get fired and you're like, dang.
And that's just God gently moving you along to where you need to go a lot of times.
That's
now,
all it
a lot
is.
Of times if you're just rotten and you get fired and it's obvious you should have got fired, well, that's because you got fired. But sometimes when it just makes no sense, you're just like, wow, this just doesn't make any sense. It's because it's time to go.
And as we talk about seasons, DC, our guest this morning is going to talk about seasons. And when seasons change for us and for our kids, you know, many parents are getting ready to empty nest. Some have already emptied the nest. But you know what? That, too, is a season. And sometimes we've got to prepare ourselves for these seasons. And you might be in that season where you're moving to getting your kids out and reshifting your life and your husband's life or your life personally into the next gear. And you know what? I believe, more importantly, keeps us steeped in the season longer than what we need to be? Control. We want to have a sense of control. Well, you got to stay on point. Our next guest is going to talk about it, and I believe it is going to help many of us. If we have not started the process, it's time to get started. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart dedicated to excellence. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And we also want to remind you that it is open enrollment. Support those companies who support your community. And you can do so by phoning 800-454-3730. Also, remember the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. You can stay and play down in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. You can stay in the beautiful hotels there, and you can get great fun, great festivities. by going to their Facebook page, find out what's going on, or you can phone them at 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. It's 14 minutes after 8 local time, 14 minutes after 9 Eastern time. Stay on point, everybody, and we're going to tell you who our guest is right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses.
The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training, accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's 25 after 8 local time, 25 after 9 Eastern time, and our guest this morning is talking about a subject that, if you have kids or you have grandkids, it's something that we're all probably finding very important and very interesting. And here's what the statistics say. They say that there are approximately 25 million parents living in America who are classified as empty nesters, according to a survey conducted by a data monitor. For the first time in their lives, parents no longer have to shuttle their kids to soccer practice, to football practice, to bake sales, and on and on and on. And so now we're having to deal with emptying the nest. Well, our guest this morning is Wendy Aronson. She is an LCSW. She's been a licensed psychotherapist since 1981, and she's in private practice in Greenwich, Connecticut. And she's also consulted with local schools and was an active charter member for the special education section of the Greenwich Parent Teacher Association. Her new book is called Refeathering the Empty Nest, Life After the Children Leave. Wendy, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Boy, Wendy, this is a conversation that we know that we're going to have, but many of us really haven't set into the reality that we are going to have to refeather the nest when our kids leave. Talk about why you decided to talk about this important subject.
Multifold. One is my private practice, and I see people, you know, with the issues that I found, you know, and talked about throughout the book, arise in many people's lives. Also, I was beginning to be an empty nester. And so I started writing about 2 years prior to. So it was really, in one respect, my way of dealing with it. But in another respect, I also felt like there were some things to be talked about.
And so for those people that, like yourself in the book, you talk about having your first son, you send off, and you're probably okay with that because there is another child at home. At what point do you decide, and being in this business where you're talking to a lot of people and you're understanding the issues, at what point do you decide that you yourself personally are going to be challenged by emptying the nest?
You know, I don't think there is a certain point. I think, as I speak in the book, there are ebbs and flows. There are things that kind of get you, like when I started writing the book, when I saw my youngest son's last high school calendar, academic calendar. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I came to June and there was no July, and I could no longer, there would never be another calendar that looked like that. So that was like a little reminder. And prior to that, there was applying for colleges, looking at colleges, getting a driver's license. All these little things are reminders that kind of ebb and flow for us during the course of our children's lives and our lives.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you talk about are the stages of the shift. Let's talk about what the shift is and how we sort of adapt to the stages.
Well, I see the shift as the change that begins to occur with the young, when the youngest child prepares to leave the nest. It's a process that impacts all aspects of life, relationship to the child, relationship to your spouse if you have one, careers, every aspect of your life, and really looking at it from 360 degrees. I break it down into three separate stages: anticipation, launching, and resolution. And the anticipation stage is just about what you were asking me about before. So it is when they're getting a driver's license, becoming more independent, probably a push-pull that might go on between you and your child, you know, between them not needing mommy or daddy. They need a mom and a dad, which is very different. Them wanting a little more independence, applying for college, looking at colleges. All of these things are reminders and evoke that anticipation stage. The launching stage is actually when they go off to either graduate from college, and they could go to the military, or they could go to, I mean, graduate from high school, I misspoke, and either go to college or the military, but their next steps in life, and helping them settle into that. And that launch phase is particularly challenging because no longer do you have the day-to-day interaction you had with your children, and you don't have the control that you had with your children prior to that. And the resolution stage, which is the last stage, is when you've come up with a new rhythm, I would say, in your life, where there is a comfort, where you have evolved both in your personal life, your relationship with your children, your relationship hopefully with your spouse, and or those around you.
Now, that is a lot, because most parents, isn't it our goal to raise our children and to literally launch them out into the world? But as it comes time to launching, we start to feel all of these feelings of uncertainty, control, fear, anxiety. How do we help? And I don't know if dads have this as much, I'm not sure, but how do we help parents that are having these issues to understand that it is the natural progression and that we did the very same thing? And I know personally, I couldn't wait to leave home.
as do many of our children.
Exactly.
And you bring up a good point. How do you help deal with this? First of all, understand that there is no recipe for getting through this, that acknowledging the feelings is one thing. So acknowledging, oh my gosh, this period of my life is, this chapter is over, on to the next. And I talk in the book quite a bit about it, a mourning stage, mm-hmm. where people really mourn the loss of what their job description was, and now all of a sudden they have to find a new job description. And you ask about dads, whether they feel the same way. I don't think that it's identical. I think it just depends. Today there's a lot more stay-at-home dads, so they may experience it the same way. I think it really depends on what the situation is. I think even if you have two working parents, there's always one parent who is kind of front and center in organizing their children's life.
Mm-hmm.
So the parent that really has that front and center might experience this more intensely. And, you know, in terms of, you know, quelling the anxiety, I first said acknowledging it, but also looking at it. What is it that's driving the anxiety? Are you worried about your child?
Mm-hmm.
Are you worried about yourself? Are you worried about your marriage? You know, really addressing those pieces are very, very important. If there's an issue of control, why are you feeling, you know, like all of a sudden I want to know everything in my child's life, and what's going on? Is this different than you've been, or is this the same? If it is different, then that could be a red flag that something else is going on for you.
You know, I think that one of the major things that I kind of took away from the book, and we're seeing it as families, we're seeing families that they had their whole lives were surrounded around the children's activities, football,
yes,
practice, baseball, games. And I mean, it brings the family together. But once that's over, what parents are finding, or couples are finding, is that they never really had a relationship together. And therein seems to be the real problem, that your whole life was surrounded around either this kid or the children and their activities. How do we help those parents?
Well, that is also a very good point. The divorce rate increases enormously when the youngest or the only child leaves home, because sometimes, as you say, that was the glue of the family. It can also be the rub and cause problems, but oftentimes I look at, you know, marriages that when children are involved, children kind of take the front seat of the car. And when they're launched, it's time for the marriage to take the front seat. And it's an opportunity to, you know, re-explore your marriage, to strengthen your marriage. And if by chance that marriage is not sustainable, it's also an opportunity to make changes. So that it is important, more and more people today, because people are living longer, healthier lives, that they're not, you know, they have many, many, many years ahead of them. So hopefully they will come to making a decision that is in their best interest as the couple, as well as a family, that they are able to move forward in one way or another.
Now, you know what I thought, Wendy, was really one of the most interesting perspectives of the whole idea of refeathering the empty nest, is that if you're a couple and you see this pattern sort of happening, that where you say that the kids have taken the front seat, well, in the natural order of things, kids should never take the front seat. And so maybe by hearing what the conversation is this morning and understanding, maybe parents will be able to make a shift in their own relationship, so that when the kids leave, you won't be looking at each other. I mean, we have literally seen parents that after the child left and graduated and went off to college, they got divorced. You know, now is the time for parents to start making a shift, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you bring up a good point in terms of one needs to always nurture their relationship, whether it's their marriage or if they're in an intimate relationship with another person. In an ideal world, it should always be nurtured. That being said, children, and particularly today, and I talk about this, we're precision parents. We spend a lot of time perfecting our parenting. We spend a lot of time investing emotionally, financially, in helping our children be the best that they can be and be independent. And that being said, it is a challenge to do that while supporting your marriage. And it is important to always keep that balance so that you don't have what you're talking about, that when the children leave, that there's nothing to do. There's no connection between you and your spouse. Communication is so important. Having date night is so important. Having an interest in each other aside from the children is a way to help sustain that marriage.
Absolutely. Let's do this, Wendy. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we're going to have more with our guest, Wendy Aronson. The book is called Refeathering the Empty Nest, Life After the Children Leave. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping.
MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's 844 local time, 944 Eastern time. Our guest this morning is Wendy Aronson. She is a therapist, a psychotherapist, and her book is called Refeathering the Empty Nest, Life After the Children Leave. And, you know, the whole conversation is when you have children, your goal, one of your goals that Wendy has reminded me is that we want to raise our children to be good, productive citizens, and we want them to leave the nest. But after they leave the nest, Wendy, we want to talk about sort of our new status quo and being able to have that balance. Let's talk about that.
Maintaining that balance is really important. You and I touched on that a moment ago. And maintaining the balance means, yes, we want to be effective, wonderful, loving parents, but we also, if we are in a loving, intimate, romantic relationship, we need to nurture that relationship. Additionally, we go back to who we are as individuals, what our interests are, what our relationships are. It's very, very important, even before launching, you know, throughout parenting, that we're more than just parents. Maintaining that balance, that we're individuals with interests and desires and relationships in addition to parents, and maintaining that balance is really important.
Well, you talk about in the book how we how many parents have gone to the, I mean, we have just almost tried to perfect parenting. And for those people who know what I'm talking about, I mean, you're wanting the best of the best of the best for your children. And you have literally made your children your first priority. And you have had no problem saying that my kids come first. How do we help those mothers? Because I think it's primarily mothers, because men sort of are built differently. They think differently. Women are more nurturers by nature. We want everything to be the way that it needs to be and by our own perception. So how do we help those people that really don't realize that that's where they are and that after the nest is empty, that there's going to be some real issues?
Well, again, it goes back to the beginning, because it's not like turning on and off a light switch. It doesn't mean that when your children leave the nest that, oh, all of a sudden, I've got to pay attention to my marriage, or I've got to pay attention to my career. Yes, again, we want to be, we are, as you had said, parenting as if it were a career, which is why I came up with the word precision parenting. Mm-hmm. But it is not the whole story. And helping parents see that enriching their own lives makes them a more enriched parent.
And you talk about the only way that we can be good to our children is to indeed be good to ourselves. And for many of us, have we forgotten to be good to ourselves?
I think sometimes that does happen, particularly in the early years when we are so ensconced in every little thing having to do with our little infants. And this is our life. We, you know, morning, noon, and night. And as often people use the analogy of the car, if the car's running on empty, it's not going to be as effective. And if you're running on empty and you're not fueled, then you're not going to be as effective.
And you talk to, there are a lot of stories in the book, and you said you did this purposely. Why?
I don't think I understand that. There's a lot of stories. Because I wanted, I see what you're asking. Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
About that. No, that's okay. I think this is what you're asking. The stories I wanted people to be able to relate to. I was hoping that people could see some of themselves in some of the stories. Not all of them, since, you know, there's a million different individuals. I'd have to be, there are many millions of individuals. So hopefully there's some glimmer of recognition of yourself in some of these stories and or some of the stages that I talk about or feelings that I talk about, that hopefully it's relatable.
Absolutely. And so for those parents that are getting ready to empty the nest, that are, they've got their last child, they're getting ready for graduation, they're filling out all of the forms, What do we say to those people right now that are going through all of the emotions? And I love the way that you talk about almost the death process in, you know, our kids leaving. I thought that was really interesting about understanding the whole process.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a loss. It is a death. Because it is a different, it is a change in a relationship. And just understanding that you're going to feel sadness. You might even feel anger that, oh, they're leaving me. They're never coming back. Look at everything I've done. You know, there might be a little bit of that. There might be a denial. I can't believe they're leaving. There are all these feelings that the person who discussed death in and did a lot of studying on that was Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she discussed it in terms of the actual dying person, but also related it to context of people's relationships and things like this. I brought it into the shift because I thought it was a death of a part of a relationship. And I guess being aware that these feelings are natural, being aware that you don't have to act on all of them, that if you feel a little bit sad, it's okay. If you're finding yourself very sad and having difficulty in your day-to-day life, that could be a warning sign that you could need some help from a mental health professional. If you're, you know, finding yourself still so attached to your child morning, noon, and night, again, that's something that might impede their independence as well as your independence to becoming the best of who you can be.
That's very interesting. So letting go, is it indeed a process that we should start at a certain point, Wendy? I mean, you know, we all really understand if you have kids or you're a grandparent raising kids or, you know, you have children that are going to be leaving your care and moving into their own space and into their own place. Is there a certain time where we should really start this process? Because, I mean, when you're waiting until ninth grade or you're waiting until 12th grade, maybe you've kind of waited too long.
Well, again, I think there's no recipe. I think you have to know your child. You have to know your customer. So part of starting the process is allowing your child to have a little more independence. But really, one has to know what their child is able to do or not do. So where your son might be able to take a train from, you know, one place to another and you feel very comfortable with that, another child might not be able to do that just for whatever reasons, maturation or whatever. So one really has to know their customer. I think as we begin to let go, we do it in a very thoughtful way, a very mindful way, so that they build upon the independence. They build upon all of that. And they build upon their experiences from their independence when they feel that they've been successful.
And so what is the most important thing, Wendy, that you hope that people that will read this book, and I believe that every parent, every person that is sending a child into the world should read, just because for me, I know it helped me to really locate where I was. It helped me to understand maybe things that I had never thought about in terms of children leaving. What is the most important thing that you hope that readers will take away?
That it's a process, that I hope they don't think that the nest is empty, because I don't believe it is. I believe it's evolving, and just as one's life is evolving, and that this can be a really exciting, wonderful time in life, and that while their relationship has changed, it doesn't mean it's over. It simply means it's changed, and it will continue to change, just like hopefully their other relationships will change and they don't stay stagnant. They will grow and develop and mature, and a new landscape will evolve.
Absolutely. And I hope that for those couples that are really facing those challenges of, you know, not having connected with each other but been so connected with children, that they will be able to put that aside and rebuild, as you talk about in the book, rebuild those sort of problematic marriages. You know, because kids are supposed to be joyous and joyful, and it's not meant that when they leave that we find that we no longer even like each other anymore.
Yeah. Well, hopefully if you have two people who are invested in recommitting to their relationship, then they can get through this. And children are joyful, but like life, they are not joyful all the time.
Isn't that the truth?
Neither are we.
Right.
So that we're all works in progress. And if you have two people who, you know, are having some challenges, I hope that they seek support either from a mental health professional or a religious advisor, someone who could really be there to, you know, build upon with them the foundation that they have that's existing.
Wendy, before you got to go, do you think that people are reaching out to psychotherapists like yourself or therapists in situations like this, or have we kind of not felt like we needed to speak to someone about these issues?
Well, I think when marriages, particularly if what you're speaking about in terms of marriages, I think if they are in trouble, I think they do reach out for, you know, either to rebuild and or to separate and go their separate ways. And then there are people, I see more women at this moment having to deal with this, who really need to find out who they are and what they are beside that one job description as mommy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people find that challenging, and I might see them in my office as well. And, you know, they find out their job descriptions are varied and fulfilling and exciting, and that, you know, the best is yet to come.
I love it. Wendy, tell people how they can connect with you and how they can get the book, Refeathering the Empty Nest.
Refeathering the Empty Nest is available now on Amazon. I also have a website, Wendy Aronson, LCSW.com. You can read about me and what I do. Hopefully you'll buy the book and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Wendy, we have enjoyed the conversation. The book, once again, is called Refeathering the Empty Nest, Life After the Children Leave. Wendy Aronson has been our guest. Wendy, you have been so insightful and so even-handed. And we want to thank you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. Wendy, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to get a break here.
My pleasure. Good luck with your 14-year-old. Enjoy these moments. I know. I remember those moments. Sometimes you want to freeze dry them. Other times you want to throw them out.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Wendy. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break. We're back right after this.
Let's face it, life is busy, and sometimes we don't always have the time to think through all the important decisions, like health insurance. Vantage Health Plan encourages you to check what matters most. We know that our families matter, our jobs matter, but also our health matters. So when it comes to the most important things in life, don't let them go unchecked. For your health insurance, check what matters most. Vantage Health Plan. Visit us online today at VantageHealthPlan.com.
Vantage Health Plan is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com.